This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. This week marked the third anniversary of the start of the armed conflict in Syria. Thousands of people across the world stood together in a global vigil on Wednesday to mark the anniversary, while Syrian voices joined a coalition of over 100 humanitarian and human rights groups to launch a pledge for world leaders to commit to making this the last anniversary marked by bloodshed. The campaign also calls for urgent action to ensure Syrians in need can access humanitarian aid. The charity Christian Aid is one of the organisations that joined the call. Janet Symes, head of Christian Aid's Middle East team, says ordinary Syrian civilians, especially children, are suffering terribly. She spoke to Linda Bordoni.
It's important for us to recognise that over 3 years, there are now millions of children who've been impacted by this conflict. In fact, just earlier this week, UNICEF announced that 5.5 million children are in need of humanitarian assistance and that figure has doubled in the past year. As Christian Aid, we've been working with local organisations to provide humanitarian assistance both to refugees and also to people who are still inside Syria. Some of it has been specifically targeting children, and others has been directed towards families, so men, women and children. One of the things that we've been doing is helping children who've had to fall out of the education system, so help them to get some structured education, to get some structured support to help them to cope with the psychological difficulties that they face as a result of some of the situations that they've been having to deal with. We've also been providing people with food, with blankets, with clothes, with cooking equipment, with hygiene equipment, soap, toothbrushes, toothpaste, all of these sorts of things. And then we've also been helping people to get some form of employment, because one of the things that the people are telling us they most need is they need a way to be able to get an income for their family so that they can buy food, they can provide for their family, can buy their children the clothes, the school books that they need, etc. So it's a very wide range of assistance that we've been providing, but a very important one.
I understand that in many cases children are not getting the care that they need because full humanitarian access is not available. It's so difficult to get humanitarian access through. How near are we to seeing a UN resolution on humanitarian access?
Right, yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, there are, unfortunately, estimates of about 250,000 people who are living in besieged areas where humanitarian assistance just can't reach. There are a lot of other people who are living in areas where it's very difficult to get access. The people that we're working with on the ground, they are managing to get to large parts of Syria, but they can't get everywhere. The security situation creates problems. The difficulty of being able to negotiate access into areas where conflict is ongoing, etc. I think a really important move that has happened recently was the unanimous agreement to have a UN Security Council resolution on humanitarian access. So that is now in place, and that does bind all parties to the conflict to ensuring humanitarian access is provided. However, while that's been a diplomatic breakthrough, what hasn't yet happened is the breakthrough on the ground. There are some encouraging signs that there might be some improved access, but there certainly is not yet a situation where humanitarian agencies are able to reach all areas and all people that are in desperate need. And that's something that needs a lot of diplomatic work, a lot of political work, and also a recognition by all the parties to the conflict that it's absolutely critical that they allow for the provision of humanitarian assistance. It's very, very distressing to see that withholding humanitarian assistance is being used as a weapon of war, and that's completely unacceptable.
Janet, now obviously as Christian Aid, your mandate is a humanitarian one. However, you have many people on the ground and who have been working with the situation for 3 years now. Why have the recent peace talks produced nothing concrete in Syria?
Yes, I mean, if I knew the complete answer to that, I probably wouldn't be here, but be desperately trying to make those peace talks work. I think the reality is it is very, very difficult to get a peace process to move forward and for there to be visible signs of progress. I am not in a position to be able to say whether the Geneva process that was happening last month has been successful or not. What I do try and hold on to are a glimmers of hope. For example, the fact that the different parties were participating, even if the outcome wasn't what we would have all hoped for. The fact that the UN are pushing forward through Ibrahim Brahimi, through that process to try to have further talks. I think that's another glimmer of hope. But I think the biggest glimmer of hope that I hold on to is the fact that I know there are so many Syrian people themselves who are doing so much to try to promote a peaceful process within Syria. And that's something that we don't hear so much about in the media. But, for example, there are faith leaders who have taken steps to try and ensure that there can be, for example, a local ceasefire, or they have been able to help with organizing the distribution of humanitarian assistance. I've heard of and met with lawyers, for example, who are providing free assistance to people who are, you know, for example, political detainees. I've met with other people who are doing so many different things within their own communities at quite a large amount of risk themselves to help others within their community. And I think from our point of view, we're saying it's so important that the voices of these people are raised up so that the leaders of the opposition, the leaders of the government, are able to hear the messages that they're bringing about the need for progress with a peace process.
Thank you very much. Unless there's anything else you want to say.
I think what I would like to say is for people to not lose hope, that it's really important for the people in Syria, that they know that there are people around the world who are doing a lot to try and help them. We've been very impressed, for example, by the generosity of our supporters. But also, if people are aware that there is a vigil going on in their area, then please, you know, I encourage them to go along and to join that to show how they are standing side by side with the people of Syria.
Would they find that news on your website?
Yes, there is a website. It's www.with-syria.org. And on that, there's an interactive map which shows where there are various different vigils happening. There's also some advice about how people can organize their own vigil if they would like to. So there's a lot of resources there. And there are vigils happening across the UK, so in Belfast, Cardiff, Edinburgh, as well as in London, and across the world as well, Paris, Rome, Washington, D.C., Jordan, a whole host of other places.